with modern science, featuring seven biblical ingredients like frankincense, myrrh, and cumin, paired with the groundbreaking benefits of molecular hydrogen. It's designed to soothe joint and muscle discomfort, boost your energy, and reduce inflammation. If you're living with chronic pain, you're not alone, but you don't have to suffer anymore. Try ExodusNow.com. Try ExodusNow.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
For sports with Brock.
With a look at sports, I'm Brock Palmbush. There were four game ones in the first round of the NBA playoffs yesterday. Winners were, in the Eastern Conference, Boston and Cleveland. In the Western Conference, Oklahoma City and Golden State. All of those winners have 1-0 series leads in round one. There were three game ones in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday. Carolina, Toronto, and Vegas were winners. All three have 1-0 series leads in the first round. A full schedule of games in Major League Baseball yesterday. American League winners included the New York Yankees, Kansas City, and Seattle. National League winners included Atlanta, Cincinnati, and San Diego. A couple of blowout games yesterday. Cincinnati crushed Baltimore on the road 24-2, and Milwaukee beat the A's 14-1. Justin Thomas birdied the first playoff hole to beat Andrew Novak and win the RBC Heritage Classic in Hilton Head, South Carolina, his first win in nearly 3 years. That's a look at sports. Back to you, Steve.
All right, Brock, thank you for that. Greatly appreciated. Glad to have you here on the day after Easter Sunday. Let's see. My friend Alex has deported all violent illegals, allow the otherwise peaceful ones to work building factories, and then in those factories for their green card status. Some sort of public works. All right, I think I can find a workable deal there. I'm just telling you that CNN says 56% of Americans say throw them all out. No exceptions. People are frustrated, that's why. People are frustrated with this ongoing argument, back and forth, blah, blah, blah. They've heard it. Get on with it. Get these people out of here. That's the attitude. Alex says, we also need, Alex is on a roll, we need private works, textiles, computer chip factories. Let them build them. All right, I'm all right with that. Earn your way here. But you still have to be vetted. Background checks for everyone. Background checks for everyone. No exceptions. Who are you? Why are you here? Where'd you come from? What are your intentions? Will you be an American? God bless America. All of that stuff. I don't think he has any issue with any of that. I'm going to take a break. And be back. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address, and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Watch out, folks. There's a new city that never sleeps. It's called Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day and night. Because in Obesity USA, there are so many reasons to stay awake. Things like work, constant access to technology and media, job hunting, lack of exercise, bills, anxiety, insomnia, hypertension, diabetes, stress eating, fat shaming, and more work. It's no wonder 1 in 3 people in Obesity USA can't sleep. But who would want to when the fast food restaurants are open all night, too? Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visit OBECITY.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. we all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
New hour of the Steve Guerra Show. Glad to have you here. Remember, this program can cause triggering effects like patriotism, love of country, and enthusiasm for the future of America. Keep that in mind. Good to have you here as we kick off another brand new week here on the Steve Guerra Show. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, winter is officially over in the Great Lakes as the Icebreakers have ended their 900-hour season on the lakes. Number two, the Big Ten versus Donald Trump. Apparently that's the plan from some Michigan State faculty members. We'll talk about that. And number three, citizenship proof at the ballot box. I'll get to that in just a moment. But first, I do need to tell you, if you're just joining me here today, that the Pope has died today. 88-year-old Pope Francis. One day after Easter, one day after spending time with Vice President J.D. Vance, it was announced that he died at 7:35 a.m. local time this morning in the Vatican. He's had health crisis for quite some number of years now, and as a result, I don't know the reason for his death, but I will assume it's related to his long-term illness and his inability to overcome that. Some on the left, remarkably, trying to blame J.D. Vance for his death. It's despicable, of course. But what would you expect? In a world divided, they want to blame somebody for everything, even if there's nobody to blame. Even if God just said it's time for the Pope to come home. That's all it is. That's all it is. Of course, the Vatican will now go through the process of selecting a new Pope. Names on the list are varied from people that were liberal, like Pope Francis. Pope Francis is a very controversial individual as Pope because of his far-left leanings. You know, first Jesuit, first Pope from the Americas. And very consequential for his progressive term as Pope. We'll keep an eye on how that progresses, and we'll let you know who the new Pope turns out to be, of course. Meanwhile, a group looking to shore up, this is from Michigan News Source, my news company, MichiganNewsSource.com. It's the place to get the news that matters to you, and this matters. Let me give you the headline, citizenship proof at the ballot box, petition drive gets the green light. That's right. A group looking to shore up election and voter integrity in Michigan received approval from the Michigan Board of Canvassers for its proposed language. It's on its way. The Committee to Protect Voters' Rights wants to amend the Michigan Constitution and require voters to show proof of citizenship before registering to vote. The amendment would require a birth certificate, passport, or other citizenship verifying documents when registering to vote. Makes sense to me. Wisconsin just did this. Other states have also done this. You must be an American citizen to vote in American elections. Seems like pretty commonsensical stuff to me. This is pretty common sense stuff, is it not? If you're not a citizen, you can't vote. But I'm sure Democrats like those that are down in El Salvador are demanding that an illegal alien be returned to the United States. These people, well, in fact, they said it. Opponents argue the measure disenfranchises legal voters. How? How are you disenfranchised? Government-issued ID in Michigan, like every other state, is free. If you can't afford it, it's free. They'll make sure you have it. Because I think that voter ID should be mandatory right along with this. Right along with this. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, her department recently concluded that non-citizens voted in the last election. At least 15. Those are the ones that were caught. Look, they said no non-citizens voted in the last election. Then they said, well, just 15. Doesn't mean anything. It means something. It does mean something. Petitions. They need 445,000 signatures to get the measure on the ballot. Of course, they'll want 550 or 600,000. They'll get these easy. This will be an easy get for citizenship at the ballot box. This will be an easy get for the petition folks. Meanwhile, at Michigan State University, I mentioned this a moment ago, apparently some faculty want to fight Donald Trump. Gee, I'm shocked to hear that professors and faculty at Michigan State or any university in this country want to fight Donald Trump. I, for one, am shocked. Coming out with a full court press, Michigan State University faculty. Again, this is from MichiganNewsSource.com. Stories that matter to you. They've joined a growing coalition of Big Ten institutions banding together in defense of academic freedom, institutional integrity, and research enterprise against what they perceive as political pressure from the Trump administration. Rutgers Faculty Senate took the lead last month, passing a resolution urging Big Ten leaders to create a mutual defense compact. Oh, Lord. They can put Minutemen at the corners of the university? They just might, and I wouldn't put it past them. According to a report in the state news, MSU's Faculty Senate, a key academic governance body representing faculty, passed a non-binding resolution last Tuesday, advocating for a mutual defense compact among the Big Ten Academic Alliance, BTAA. There are 18 universities with thousands of instructors serving 600,000 students. The BTAA facilitates collaboration among member institutions in such areas as research initiatives, academic leadership development, shared library resources, and joint educational programs. Mutual Defense Fund, defend against the Orange Man. The Big Ten Initiative seeks to establish a united front to protect themselves and their students from what faculty members describe as legal, financial, and political incursions by the Trump administration. They say in the resolution that recent and escalating politically motivated actions by governmental bodies pose a significant threat to the foundational principles of American higher education, including the autonomy of university governance, the integrity of scientific research, and the protection of free speech. Yeah, I don't think the Democrats have a place to demonstrate against free speech or talk much about it. These are the folks that not only wanted censorship, they supported censorship, they were involved with censorship. Especially during COVID. They applauded it. The proposed compact would involve member institutions committing funds to a shared defense pool. The fund would provide support to any member university facing political or legal challenges. It's like the NATO of the Big Ten, including legal representation, strategic public communication, legislative advocacy. That means more of your tax dollars going down the toilet. The compact supporters argue that collective action is necessary to counteract recent federal actions such as freezing funds and visa revocations, which they view as threats to the autonomy and mission of higher education institutions. If you're in the country with a visa, you're here as a guest. And if you violate that guest status, yes, you get tossed out. That does not have anything to do with the autonomy and mission of higher education. While the MSU Faculty Senate has made its position clear, it remains to be seen whether university leadership will act on the resolution. MSU spokesperson Emily Grant confirmed the resolution's passage, but declined to comment any further. Joint Defense Pact. Okay. We're going to defend ourselves against the President of the United States. Oh, okay. You can do that. Odd. But you can do that. All right. Still to come today on this day after Easter, which, by the way, the food was fabulous. Ivy outdid herself. Sarah's cooking was great. It was just lovely. I gained 14 pounds just yesterday, I think. And loved it. Ivy's in next, by the way. How lucky for me. She's in early. I'll be right back. Time is our most precious commodity. I've heard from so many of you, listeners and viewers, who asked me for my advice on how to spend your time more effectively, to learn more about this country we live in and how we impact it. I'm tired of scrolling through TV shows and finding the same mind-numbing content. I'm guessing you feel the same way. So don't waste the precious little time you have with that nonsense. Instead, use that time to learn something new and inspiring from Hillsdale. Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses, including the brand new course on totalitarian novels. You'll learn from Hillsdale College President Larry Arne as he reads and goes in depth on four novels, 1984, Brave New World, Darkness at Noon, and That Hideous Strength. And even though these novels are decades old, they have the highest relevance today. They're urgent today. Find out more right now. Go to GruberForHillsdale.com and enroll. It's free, no cost. That's GruberForHillsdale.com and register for free. Do it now. Learn more from
Pure Hillsdale. Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address, and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
if you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
Easter, by the way. Went to a lovely church service. It was a beautiful day outside. Did a little bit of fishing in the pond. And then an Easter dinner that was just spectacular with Ivy and Sister Sarah and all the kids, right? It was lovely. Ivy's with me now. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I didn't actually ask you yesterday. I was so busy cooking. How did it go? Did you actually catch anything?
Yeah, we caught quite a few. I caught one small bass and a whole bunch of bluegill.
Okay. Yeah. Big bluegill, small bluegill?
Average.
Okay.
Not big, not small, just average.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Which is, my dad always said, you know, 1st of May is when the bass will really turn on.
Mm.
So, yeah, I caught one little one, you know, and so they're not really turned on. So I guess I'm going to go with Dad's advice. Got to get into May 1st, and then the water gets warmer, and then the fish become more...
active.
Aggressive, yes.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because the first time that you had taken me fly fishing and you got me a fly rod... we had gone out to Montana and you showed me some incredible rivers and scenery. Montana has a special place in our heart, in terms of just how unbelievably beautiful it is. But I was fly fishing, just doing some practicing on our pond. And it's just one of the most memorable things in my head that ever. I will never forget was I had still my trout test and all the stuff on, and a giant bass came up out of the water, caught my fly, and then just everything exploded. But it was just, it was like the jaw, you know, the cover of Jaws as it's coming up underneath, exactly. And I just find that hilarious because I'm like, I will never forget this giant bass
the whole thing
grabbing my fly.
And the bass
everything
went
broke.
Away.
Oh, so sad.
I was there. She was mentally scarred for life.
Yeah.
What a look. And one of my nephews went out and fished with me. He caught several as well. He loves to fish. So do the kids. They all do, I think.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's always nice to enjoy holidays with the family and just remembering the reason for the season and knowing that there will always be a third day, no matter how hard your life seems, how stressed things are. How
true,
you know, horrible the future could look. There's always
hope will come back.
Always hope.
You know, wasn't it nice this year to see Donald Trump and the White House staff, everybody celebrate Easter again?
Yeah.
Not
sure.
Some nonsense, not some, you know, some woke garbage. Won't even mention it, what they did last year. I don't care. I'm glad that Easter is back and alive and well at the White House.
Agreed. 100%.
Yeah.
No shame in celebrating the Lord.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Totally agree. What else you got there today?
So, you know, I was actually reminiscing. I was going through some news this morning, and I just sometimes miss the blatherings of Kamala Harris. So I thought I'd share some with you.
The Steve, let's salad?
Take, yeah, right. let's take a listen.
All right.
To see so many friends. I love you back.
No, empathy, man. You know, for the suffering of other people, have you no sense of purpose?
Hello to all my divine nine brothers and sisters. And my soror. He is going to carry us forward, and the road ahead won't be easy. It will require perseverance and hard work. But in times of uncertainty, Scripture
is this
reminds
her pastor
us
voice?
Weeping may endure for a night.
Yes.
Where I go, I tell people, you may not be a union member, but you better thank unions for that 5-day work week.
Sounds like normal, Kamala.
Let me get through the next 64 days. Come on.
I don't know how you missed this, but all right. Ivy misses Kamala.
I really don't miss it, but I do miss how outrageously silly it is for her, for had to go on from place to place, different, you know, different ways of speaking in each place, depending on who she was speaking to. And, you know, she has a, I think people are kind of not so thrilled about her in California.
I think they love her there. I'd love her to stay there. I think she's going to run for governor. At least that's the thought. But what's worse, that or AOC, who according to all the polling that I'm seeing, is the front runner to be the Democratic nominee for president? AOC.
Well, this is the thing about AOC. She's actually well spoken. Now, whether or not what she says has meaning or what she says makes sense.
Right.
But she actually can put together, you know, an entire sentence and a few sentences. But I think people on the left, the radical left, really like her. And I think that it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I don't see how she could possibly, she won't win an election.
I don't think so either.
But if we think about Bernie Sanders, you know, rewind, he was actually leading and could have been the nominee for president until they, you know, until the Democratic Party really shut him out.
Gamed it.
So you wonder if AOC could actually have some backing in this, like, you know, the socialist agenda that they're pushing.
Yeah, it's frightening to me.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all these Democrats down
How'd
in El Salvador,
for Venezuela?
A whole host of them now, right? Yeah. Demanding that we return an illegal alien to the United States, regardless of what the story. Look, if you're here illegally, you're here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking your chances. And some things are not in dispute with it.
And it doesn't even matter. Like, if you overstay your visa,
that's illegal.
You can then get sent back to your country.
A friend of ours had
that happen to him. You know, I think it was he had broken up with his girlfriend. His girlfriend was upset at him and
turned him in.
And he gets a knock on the door and is like, you got to go home now. So it's, you know, I think people are like, oh, that's just unfair. It's like, wait a minute. We have laws and rules.
Yeah,
and if you don't abide by them, then you get sent home. I mean, the same would be true if we were in other countries. You know, like that guy, I think about that guy who had the bullet casing in his bag.
Oh,
and now he broke the law in Turks and Caicos and he was in jail for a long period of time.
Well, they finally kicked him, yeah.
Well, we might look at that as not being fair, but that was the laws of their country.
That's right.
So...
yeah, our friend was from New Zealand. He overstayed his stay in Alaska, and his girlfriend, well, you know, a woman scorned. Mm-hmm. She went right down to the immigration people. He's here illegally. At any rate, Ivy, thank you. Love you.
Love you too, Steve. Thank you.
Be right back.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing. It's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, pushing that that narrative about the arson there as far as he possibly can. He's getting everything out of that he possibly can, and then some. Yeah. He said others pushing the arson to be investigated as a hate crime is not helpful. Now, that's weird because one of the people pushing that idea is President Trump said, look, it's a hate crime. They went after the governor. And others, including Seminole leader Chuck Schumer, have requested to be investigated as a hate crime. I'm not sure it's helpful for people on the outside to be weighing in with their opinions here, George. No matter who they are, talking to George Stephanopoulos, the Democrat shill for ABC, not a reporter. Needs to be universally condemned, George. I don't care if it's coming from the left or the right. I don't care if it's coming from someone who you voted for, or someone who you didn't vote for, or for someone on your team or not on your team. Why does he not want it called a hate crime? Something weird about that. There is something weird about Josh Shapiro saying, I don't want to investigate as a hate crime against a Jewish governor. Maybe he doesn't want people to realize he's Jewish. I don't know. It seems odd to me. Don't forget to check out GruberHealth.com to find out more about losing weight with My Pure Health. No heavy chemicals, no heavy prescriptions, not $1,500 a month, you know, forever. No expensive prescriptions that go on and on and on. If you want to lose weight the old-fashioned way with real food and real people who really care about your success and figure out what's going on with your body, My Pure Health. And you can find that at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com, the place to do that. I don't know what happened to the website there, Anthony. Something weird. Anyhow. Yeah, it's weird. GruberHealth.com. You can find out if you're sick of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, if your joints hurt or you're just tired of the clothes being tight and you just want to feel better, man, we've had some great success stories of people that listen to this program that went over to GruberHealth.com. They got on the path to health and success, and they feel good for doing it. There's a video of me on there, GruberHealth.com. You can find out more right now. And just feel better and without all the prescriptions and nonsense, right? Do it the old-fashioned way.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Watch out, folks. There's a new city that never sleeps. It's called Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day and night. Because in Obesity USA, there are so many reasons to stay awake. Things like work, constant access to technology and media, job hunting, lack of exercise, bills, anxiety, insomnia, hypertension, diabetes, stress eating, fat shaming, and more work. It's no wonder 1 in 3 people in Obesity USA can't sleep. But who would want to when the fast food restaurants are open all night, too? Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visitobecity.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
Where can you find good information on all kinds of topics related to the well-being of our student-athletes? Check out the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. Learn about multi-sport participation, heat and hydration, cardiovascular resources, as well as insurance benefits available for our students. It's all on the health and safety page of MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Show. Glad you're here for the conversation. Look, there's something wrong with higher education in America. I think we're all pretty clear on that. We've seen a lot of problems, a lot of indoctrination, a lot of strange things happening on college campuses. And my next guest is here to help me sort some of it out. Heather McDonald, a Thomas W. Smith Fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor of the City Journal and a New York Times bestselling author of The War on Cops. Heather, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, so I've seen this resistance to federal law in different places, whether it's the governor of Maine saying, no, we're going to do what we want with men and women's sports, university saying, no, we're going to keep DEI, we'll do as we please. You know, Columbia's president resigned as a result of this tussle and what had happened. But yet, the DEI, I see they rename these departments to something else. It's the Department of Happiness or whatever they call it, right? And they try to skirt the federal law. And it's like the only way, I think, Heather, is you've got to cut the purse strings. I think that's what they did with Harvard. We'll get to that in a minute. But, I mean, it just doesn't end this DEI battle, does it?
It's just remarkable, Steve, how determined they are to preserve this fiction that they are racist institutions. It's a very bizarre thing. Usually you would think a person or an institution would try to defend itself. Instead, the whole premise of this massive, corrupted, overfed, bloated DEI bureaucracy is that we Harvard or we Princeton or we Columbia are so filled with racist administrators and faculty that we need a whole separate bureaucracy to protect students against being marginalized for their delicate identities. And these people are digging in the heels. The rebrandings are hilarious. They'll take out the Office of Inclusive Excellence and Belonging and put in the Office of Excellence and Inclusive Belonging and think that they've managed to change their identities. Meanwhile, you know, they've got 30 bureaucrats at the University of Pennsylvania alone in its Office of University Life, which is, again, to help students have wonderfully inclusive experiences. None of this is needed. It's what drives up the obscene tuitions. I was just at Hamilton College in upstate New York. Their tuition and board now reaches $92,000 a year. Their ratio of faculty to administrators is 1-to-1.
Wow.
50 years ago, you had maybe two administrators overseeing a faculty and student body.
Right.
And they keep adding and adding them. And guess who's paying for it? Taxpayers through the student loan.
Well, and they pay for it a couple of different ways, Heather, if I might be so bold, because we also pay for it in the fact that we turn out all of these quote-unquote college graduates who are no farther down the road than people that didn't go to college. They have no more marketable skills, but they do have $100,000 or $200,000 in debt or whatever it turns out to be. And they're flipping burgers like the guy next to him who didn't go to college and doesn't have the debt. That's the problem. I think that we should have co-signers on these diplomas. And what I mean by that, if you go to college and they promise you this great degree in communications, and 5 years down the line, your $100,000 in debt has not been parlayed into any usable job, then the university or the institution that sold you that piece of paper ought to be on the hook for it, not the American taxpayer for sure, maybe not even the student because they were the victim of fraud. Where am I wrong?
I totally agree. And I think we also have to, especially conservatives or Republicans, have to give up the idea that the more people who go to college, the better. I hear so many conservative philanthropists who've got their various social uplift programs in this or that stressed community. And their metric for success is always the percentage of graduates who go on to college. That's the wrong way to think about things.
I have another metric, Heather, if I may be so bold. I have another metric, if I may. How about the time it takes for the plumber to arrive at my house when a pipe breaks? There's one metric. How about how long it takes to find a handyman that'll actually come to my house to fix things that are beyond my capability? I mean, I don't know where it's like where you live. You can't find them. Plumbers are almost impossible. Electricians are almost impossible. Carpenters, good luck. And are these not great jobs with people that can do great things, invest in their families, invest in their communities, build things? It doesn't have to be about a college education. It's about working hard and contributing, isn't it? Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
It's the tyranny of the elites that can only think in terms of white-collar jobs and being administrators and bureaucrats in this growing state. In fact, many males, young boys, are being denied the ability to use their talents to think about fixing things, use their hands. We are becoming a feminized society with the females want to work in these massive bureaucracies. It's the males that have the drive to actually learn how things work and get involved in that, but they're being shunted along into the same track into some massive corporation pushing papers. So yes, it's also a war on males.
It is.
I would have one disagreement, and I don't really know how to solve this, Steve, but I don't like the idea of measuring the value of a college degree exclusively on the basis of earning potential and getting a degree. I think it's an end in itself. I think the goal of attaining knowledge about past civilization, that's what college is about. It's not a trade school. It's not about, you know, trying to get your salary up. It's about, have you learned what the basis of the West is? Have you confronted beauty, sublimity, joy, sorrow in the philosophical, the literary, the artistic tradition? And that's hard to measure. So I don't have an answer to that. But there is some truth to you.
I can concede to you there is some truth there. I will concede that point to you, Heather. It's well argued and well played, and I will agree with you. But when we have people that appreciate art to the tune of $250,000 in debt, it is an issue that we need to figure out. Before I let you go, though, I got a couple minutes here. You have a headline here, the White House's clumsy attack on Harvard. You think that they've done the right thing, but they've not done it well, and they may well lose in court because of it. The administration, of course, cutting back and not giving $2.26 billion to Harvard over a dispute. You don't think it's going to play in court. Why not?
Because it is clearly trying to dictate to Harvard what it teaches, what the content of its curriculum is. In theory, I agree with this. I am not on Harvard's side on a substantive basis. I think it has betrayed its mission. Nevertheless, the Trump administration is exceeding its legal authority. I'm not also a big fan of this hands-off, don't touch us concept of academic freedom. I don't see why a college president or donors or the board of trustees cannot say either we don't want patriotic history here, or we do want patriotic history. We do not want you to be engaged in this completely corrosive acid against the Western tradition. We want you to have a more balanced curriculum. That should be perfectly within the right of somebody who founds a university or funds it. Nevertheless, unfortunately, we've developed this concept of academic freedom, which once you create an institution, it's hands off. You can't do anything. The Trump administration has really no legal ground for dictating to Harvard that it must have viewpoint diversity. That's pure viewpoint discrimination. I don't like the law, but I do believe that the Trump administration should be following the law and being more careful, because right now what's happening, it is playing into the hands of the left.
Right.
That says totalitarian regime. It appears to be acting as if it were. I think it's motivated.
It's a dangerous path, Heather. I think that you've made that clear. Because if they go down it, somebody else can go down. It's not good for everybody. I got to leave it there. Heather, it's always a privilege when you come and spend some time with me here. Thank you for doing it today.
Thanks, Steve.
Really appreciate it. Heather McDonald, everybody, from the Manhattan Institute. Always surround yourself with the smartest people you can find. She's one of them. I'll be right back.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Watch out, folks. There's a new city that never sleeps.